Welcome. This is Erica Glessing, and you're here for the Erica Glessing Show. And we're going to have some inspiration today from one of my favorite mompreneurs. She's the host of a brand new podcast called In My Sweats. She runs a company called Fearful to Fit, and she's a fierce mompreneur. Welcome, Jay Menz.
Thank you, Erica. Happy to be here.
I know. We were just talking about the most interesting thing of how do you choose yourself when faced with, like, the kids need to be driven here, the kids want to sign up for that, or the kids want to have, you know, travel roller hockey. Tell me a little bit about what kind of a mompreneur can do when faced with some of these, I don't know, even know what you call them.
Gosh, seriously. I think, honestly, the easiest and best tip I ever got was to schedule your day as best as you can. And, like, on Mondays and Wednesdays, I see clients. And then on Tuesdays and Thursdays, my son doesn't have a babysitter, so I'm more mom those days. You know, so it's like, if you can separate the days out to, like, when you're working. And I have to schedule my workouts like I do clients.
You know, I heard that on your first podcast when you're like, I gave myself like a certain number of hours a week, and it really changed my life because I had childcare.
Exactly. Oh my. When I was trying to do it on my own, I was drowning.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, I was close to crying every day because you become a mom, but it doesn't mean you're not who you were before you were a mom.
And I never wanted to stop working. Like, I loved working. Like, working is such a fun thing for me because I love to write. Now, of course, I do podcasts. I love writing. I love books. I love podcasts. Like, you know, I was never going to be destined to be a stay-at-home mom, but I wanted to have to also, like, be a mom, like, be with them. I didn't want them in nannying 24/7, 365.
Yeah.
So, it was kind of interesting. I remember when I got my first, it was Tuesday and Thursday mornings, 9:30 to 11:30. Oh my gosh. I would drop them off and I would just sit there and hear the sound of nothing.
It's incredible.
And my brain would go, oh.
Yes. Oh, because you're always on that mom mode where you're like, you look back so many times and it's like all of a sudden your neck starts hurting and your shoulders hurt and you're like, why is it? And then you realize you're just constantly looking in the back seat or looking in their crib or, you know, looking at them when they're eating. Are they okay? That was a weird breath. You know, it's like you're on. And then when you finally find an amazing babysitter, your life changes.
Yeah, it really changes everything. And of course, mine are older now, but we were just talking about, I had to make a choice of swim teams, and I had to look at what would, because for one more year, I'm still mom chauffeur. So I was like,
mom fur.
Yeah, because even when you do a carpool, it's like, you're basically, you're still the one that they're going to text if whatever else doesn't happen. You're still mm-hmm. the one. They may be able to text you instead of where you're physically next to their body all the time, but you're still like the backup plan. You're the go-to.
Yeah, you're never off.
Tell us a little bit about this new slideshow that you built. I know that's a kind of a funny segue, but last time I connected with you, you're like, oh my gosh, I'm knee deep in slides. I'm building all these slides. You were so turned on when you were working on that project. Tell me a little bit about that project.
So it's on Thursday, November 5th. It's coming up. And, it is all about breaking free from being the cheerleader always. So it's called Break Free, How to Stop Sitting on the Sidelines of Your Life and Access the Life You're Meant to Lead, even if you've been playing small, hiding in the shadows, or being a wallflower for years.
Oh my gosh, I've never done that. Not for 17 years or anything while I was married. I didn't do that.
You mean you didn't shine?
Oh no.
Mm-mm. Wow.
No.
See, and I'm talking to women who feel like they have always been the ones that are happy for friends who succeed and who are kind of like seeing the greatest things in everyone else, but they look in the mirror and they don't see the things that they see in everyone else. And so that is, I just finished creating these 60 slides.
Wow.
For these women who it's just like, these are the 5 things you need to know about how to step out from the shadows and stand on stage and be like, oh, mother effers, I am here and I am standing in my power pose, ready to like just open up. I'm not scared anymore.
That's amazing. I think for me, it was so fascinating. 2015 to 2016 was a good breakthrough. But you know what I actually remember was going from 2014 to 2015, I asked my book company, because I had been saying I wanted it to be full time.
Yeah.
But I'd been mouthing that. And I'd been, oh, someday when my book company goes full time. And I was working in marketing for a nonprofit. I was helping these philanthropy organizations give out money. I mean, I had nice jobs. They weren't like I got to be in the shadows.
Yeah.
I got to sort of not shine. And I got to sort of be, I don't know, sleepwalking more or less.
Yes.
And yeah. I said to my company, it was 2014, it was November, and I was like, and I just was tired of hearing myself say to people, I really wish I could run my business full time.
Yeah.
You know? And mm-hmm. I remember when it clicked for me and I saw what it would require of me to get it to contribute 100K over 6 figures because, you know, California, you know, that's like still poverty, but at least you can. And so I was like, huh, what would that require to go full time? And maybe just share with us what you've seen in those people that you've helped when they've been able to have that moment where they can go and do what they love, whether it be full time or just full time money.
Well, the before and after of someone who hides in the shadows to someone who owns their power, it's an overall physical and the way they speak about themselves. And these people who, from the beginning, were like, I don't know my strengths, I don't know what I'm good at, you know, everyone else has that thing and I don't have that thing. And then after is really beautiful because these women, they start standing taller, they take care of themselves more, and really it's like a self-care thing. It's like their food honestly is prettier, like instead of like this mash of everything on a plate, it's like they've taken
or what their kids didn't eat.
Exactly. No more leftovers.
Here, I'll have these 3 chicken nuggets and half a piece of apple.
Yeah, right.
I mean, I've been there, ladies. I'm not old.
Yeah. I mean, I've been there too.
Yeah.
But then when I take care of myself and when I put effort into, like, I'm not going to wear the same thing, I'm not going to put my sweats on again, and I actually take effort into what I'm wearing and, like, put this beautiful meal on the table for me, not for my kid, not for my husband, but for me, it feels so damn good to take care of yourself. Wow. And so what I've seen is just like the weight starts to fall, the face starts to glow, and these women have their power back.
I love it. Well, you know, I could just talk to you forever, but I just want to send people over to your podcast, In My Sweats. Where else can they learn from you, find out more about you, and connect with you?
Yeah, so the website is fearfultofit.com. Instagram is same thing. Facebook is same thing. And I think that's it.
Awesome. Thanks for coming.
Yes.
Everybody, this is Jay Maddox.